are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's time for People in Your Neighborhood this morning on KGFX, brought to you by VistaCare. And joining me this morning in the studio, it's John Mollison. Good morning, John. Glad to have you here.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Doing well. And, of course, we want to remind people, because we're just a few days away now, from Light the Capitol Purple.
We are, indeed. It's an annual event. It's our seventh annual. I can hardly believe it's seventh annual. It's called Light the Capitol Purple for Pancreatic Cancer Awareness. I'm a six-year pancreatic cancer survivor, and very glad to be here, I might add. I have a list that I built here like a year or so ago, and I have around 30 names of people within 50 miles of Pierre that have either had pancreatic cancer or died from pancreatic cancer.
Goodness.
It's a huge list, mm-hmm. and pancreatic cancer is one of those diseases that you don't know you have. It's a silent killer. And so our objective here is to do a program. And when I first got pancreatic cancer, I was surprised. I lost weight. Went to the doctor for an annual checkup, you know, and the doctor said, you've lost 11 pounds, we're going to do a CAT scan. And I said, I go to the gym, I go to the ranch, I train dogs, you know, I'm busy. No, we're doing a CAT scan. And I said, but I'm not sick. And he said, we're going to do a CAT scan, get over it. And it's the best $2,300 I ever spent in my life. Because 23 hours later, he put his armor on me and said, you've got pancreatic cancer, you got to go to Sioux Falls.
My goodness.
And so it was a shock. Initially, I was had this primal fear, because you hear so many terrible, terrible things about pancreatic cancer.
Yes.
And as I started to look into it and started doing research on it and got to the hospital and started talking to some of the professionals in Sioux Falls, I started getting mad. And I just made up my mind I wasn't going to die from it. And in 2014, when I was on chemo, I was doing chemo, and I decided that we should have something in Pierre to let people know about this terrible disease. And so we put on a little event at the Capitol. It was small. I think there was 37 people there, and we had it was a presentation. Dr. Huber did the presentation. He was our keynote speaker, and the thing has really progressed from there. It's blossomed, because lots of people want to know about this.
Right. It has really grown over these past 7 years.
It has. Last year, we had 13,217 people view it, thanks to Dakota News Group, streaming live on the internet. And that was 10,000 of those people were from South Dakota. People from all 50 states watched it, and from 72 foreign countries.
That's amazing. And we're glad to be part of that again this year, too.
It is. It's an amazing event, and thanks to you guys for doing it, because it helps get the word out. Unfortunately, the people that really need to hear this are doing something else. And so our objective here is to tell as many people about the discrete signs of pancreatic cancer that seem obvious to other people, but not necessarily the person. For example, you might have a stomach ache, you know, mm-hmm. after you eat, every time. You know, you might have a back pain all the time. You know, you might have back pain after you eat. You might be suddenly diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You know, and nobody in your family's got diabetes, even though you exercise and you eat right and do everything. You got type 2 diabetes. That's one. And frequent pancreatitis. If people have pancreatitis, they should be talking to their doctor. Our second objective is, my mother used to tell me that doctors know everything, okay?
All right.
And never question a doctor. She was insistent that you never question a doctor. Well, in this particular case, it's up to the patient to say, Doc, I got a problem. You got to help me. And if you can't find, if the doctor won't listen to you, then you got to find a doctor who will, because pancreatic cancer will kill you if it gets too far. The only cure, quote unquote cure, for pancreatic cancer is to remove it and hope it doesn't come back.
Gotcha. And yeah, like you said, it's a lot of these symptoms are things you might attribute to something else going on. So
yeah. Men are really good at this. You know, we're macho. You know, we go in and doc says, "How you doing?" Yeah, I'm okay. You know, I got a stomachache all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we're macho. You know, we're not going to show any weakness of any kind. Just like we do when we're going in a big city and your wife says, "You need to take this exit," and you don't do it because you know better.
That is very true. So don't be afraid to tell your doctor things that are going on.
Be insistent. I mean, yes. Be insistent. Say, "Listen, I have a problem. If you won't listen to me, I will find a doctor who will." And it's amazing how many people get treated with antacids and different other treatments before they find out they have stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And stage 4 pancreatic cancer is curable with a surgery called Whipple, which is a 12-hour surgery. Mm. Basically, they remove most of your internal organs, reroute your stomach, your small intestine, take out part of your pancreas. I mean, it is a very, very cumbersome, long, dangerous surgery.
It
is. But there are a lot of people that survive stage 4 pancreatic cancer that have a Whipple surgery and live. The objective is to catch it early, and that's what we're trying to get people to do here, is to pay attention to the signs and talk to your doctor, and don't let them off the hook. You know?
No. Make sure you get checked out, and you know, if it comes back, you're fine. Fantastic. But at least you gave the initiative and said, I just want to make sure everything's okay, and if something pops up, then you can get to it, and like you said, do the things that you need to go after the cancer and hopefully get past it.
Yeah, so it's like you know, you hear this funny noise in your car, and you always mm-hmm. when you go to the mechanic, it never happens.
Exactly,
you get to the mechanic and it's not there. But when you leave and you go home and you start your car, the next time you hear the noise again. And so, our message is to be insistent. You know, to talk to your doctor. And identify the signs. One of the signs, a friend of mine here in Pierre just recently, she was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, in good shape, thin, ate right, exercised, and so on. And one morning she got up and her skin was yellow. She was jaundiced. Mm. And she went to the doctor. One doctor wouldn't listen to her, so she went to another doctor, and the doctor said, "You're going to Sioux Falls right now." I mean, today, not tomorrow,
wow.
Today.
Right.
And so in Pierre, we're not equipped to do surgery on pancreatic cancer, you know, to do that initial diagnosis. They can, but to do the more complicated things, they have to do it in Pierre. Most people get that done and then come back to Pierre to get the chemo and stuff when they require chemo.
So be vigilant with your health as well as those around you. That's a very important thing.
If you notice, I personally have called my doctor a couple times, and people said, "Hey, you know, this guy's is really low." I saw him last year, and this year he's 25 pounds thinner than he was last year, and he's not working at it. Mm. You know, he's real thin. You need to call him in and do a physical on this guy.
There's something going on.
There is.
And this Sunday is the event. You said the 7th annual. It's going to be a wonderful event again to raise awareness and to, you know, remember those that have battled against this. And it's going to be starting about what time?
Starts at 3 o'clock at the State Capitol Rotunda. We encourage people to come early, probably, you know, 45 minutes early. We're going to do the social distancing. We'll have masks to hand out. If you don't have your own mask, we'll have mm-hmm. masks to hand out. We've got a new procedure at the Capitol where you got to go through security, but it's pretty simple. You walk through the scanner and you're done. You know, you don't
okay.
take the change out of your pocket and go through the scanner. We encourage people to come early, and we'll have the chairs separated apart. We will have a fewer number of seats this year because of the
sure.
COVID thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we anticipate still a fairly large number of people to come. And it's in the last year, we've lost a couple of really, really good friends here in Pierre from mm-hmm. pancreatic cancer. And so we're paying tribute to those people that have died, and we're paying tribute to the people who take care of them, because taking care of somebody with pancreatic cancer is almost as bad as the disease.
It's not an easy thing,
for
sure.
It is not. And we pay tribute to the survivors and patients and caregivers. And we have a section of our program where we actually read the names of people that have been lost or caregivers that have been taking care of people.
Okay.
Our keynote speaker this year is Dr. Jonathan Bleeker. He's the chief GI oncologist for Sanford Health in Sioux Falls. And he's a cool guy. He's going to give an interesting speech this year. He said he's going to talk about what he's learned from pancreatic cancer patients.
Oh, wow.
Which I find interesting, you know, because he actually wants to learn from his patients, whereas, you know, patients typically want to learn from their doctors, and he's a guy that wants to learn from his patients so he can be a better doctor.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. That's exactly what I was going to say. He's learning some things that, you know, may help others down the line, and that's very important to have a doctor like that.
You know, part of why I go on, I don't like necessarily being the poster boy for pancreatic cancer. I mean, I never ever in my life thought I would be the poster boy for this.
Sure.
But part of my deal is hopefully some of your listeners this morning or any morning are doctors. And they'll at least consider that when a patient comes in and says, "Hey, I've got some gastric issues that I, you know, all of a sudden I got diabetes. How come I got diabetes?" You know, that they'll put that near the top of their list before you know, they start prescribing antacids or whatever. You know, hopefully the medical professionals will pay a little closer attention to this. And you know, I'm not a doctor and I'm not telling them what to do. I'm just saying, you know, move it up on your list.
Yeah, don't dismiss it. Consider that a possibility, and then rule it out from there.
And especially here in Pierre, because we have a lot of pancreatic cancer for the size of our community. We have a lot of it,
right?
And nobody's ever studied why. They don't know why. 10% of the people that get pancreatic cancer, it's a genetic mutation. I've had all of the genetic studies, and I'm genetically, I'm fine. I should have like one eye in the middle of my forehead and a flipper on one side, but you know, that's the only genetic.
That's a whole different story, isn't it?
The only genetic mutation I have.
And the great thing about this event that's coming up on Sunday, if folks aren't able to make it, they don't quite feel comfortable being in public around people, it's okay, because we're going to be broadcasting it again at drgnews.com, so they can join us online as well.
You go to www.drgnews.com, and there's your technical people have put up an icon, and you just click on the icon, and it'll take you right straight to the rotunda of the state capitol.
We've made it as easy as possible, so we encourage people either to be there in person Sunday or to view online. And what time does it get underway again, John?
3 p.m. in the afternoon, Central Time. We're on Central Time.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time and glad that you are here being a spokesperson for those that have pancreatic cancer. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate it. And welcome to Pierre, South Dakota, to the State Capitol Building.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. There's John Mollison. Don't miss Light the Capitol Purple this Sunday, as he said, starting at 3 o'clock.